back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Everyone, and welcome to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode of the day is The Mayan Treasure Part 5, which first aired on August 21st, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Superman / Clark Kent. Enjoy.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed. Superman, who travels with the speed of light, but who walks about among human beings disguised as mild-mannered Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. At the moment, Kent and Major Evans Dover, noted archaeologist, and his pilot, Jack Corboy, are deep in the heart of the Central American jungle, searching for the remains of the goddess Ashta, a sacred Mayan mummy hundreds of years old that is rumored to have retained the appearance of a living woman who was only asleep. Bert, a Cockney deserter from the British Navy who was advisor to Tasso, the tribal chief, has promised Kent and Dover to lead them to the secret temple of Ashta, where the sacred mummy lies, a temple ruled over by Kamado, the villainous high priest. When we last saw them, Kent, Major Dover, and Chief Tasso were setting out to cross to the temple by a road running through the half-drained Lake of the Crocodiles, which surrounds the Temple of Ashta. At the last moment, however, Kent told the Major to go on without him, insisting that he was playing a hunch. A few minutes later, when Tasso and Dover were halfway across the lake, it started filling up, and they seemed doomed to a terrible death. As our story opens today, we join Kent, who has changed to Superman. He crouches in the jungle underbrush, watching Dover start on the narrow path to join Chief Tasso for the journey across the Lake of the Crocodiles. Listen.
I suppose Dover thinks I'm afraid to go with him to the temple. But it can't be helped. Superman has some checking up to do first. It shouldn't take but a few minutes. Up! Up!
And away!
Now, over the jungle to locate that wrecked plane Corboy saw. There isn't much time. Faster! Faster! There it is. Now, down, down. Direct plane, all right. Now, let's see if I can find any identifying marks. I'll just lift this wing up. Why, George, my hunch was right. It's the plane I thought it was. Now, back to the village to check on one thing more. Up, up,
and away.
Faster. Faster, there's no time to lose. I've got to get back to the temple before Dover and Tasso and Bert enter it. Ah, now, there's the village. Down, down. Yes, this is the right hut. I hope there's no one inside. In we go. Oh, so we did leave a guard, eh? Drop that spear.
Come on. Come.
Fool, spears can't hurt me.
Come on.
Okay, if you want to fight. Now, do you want some more?
No.
All right, then get up.
Me go.
Oh, and bring some more natives? Oh, no, you don't. Where's the key to that chest in the corner there?
Key? No understand.
All right, I'll break the chest open with my hand. There. Now, let's see. Ah, here we are. Just what I was looking for. Flying helmet, goggles, gloves. But where's the...
Wait.
Sounds like Dover calling for help. Unless my super hearing deceives me, Dover and Tasso are in danger. No time to search further. I must get to them. Up, up, and away! There they are. Great Scott, they're on the road leading across the Lake of the Crocodiles, and the lake's filling up. Faster, faster, I've got to save them.
With the speed of light, Superman streaks above the jungle for the Temple of Ashtar. With his super sight, he spots a native within the temple working with the lever. Crashing through the temple walls, the Man of Steel claws his way to the native. Hurling him away from the lever, Superman reverses it violently. Suddenly, the beast-infested waters of the Lake of the Crocodile stop rising. Then they begin to recede. Watching for a moment to be sure that Dover and Chief Tasso can continue on to the temple in safety, Superman streaks out of the temple. Presently, he emerges from the jungle underbrush on the opposite side as Clark Kent and runs swiftly across the sunken road to join Major Dover and Tasso.
Oh, I was afraid you'd get in the temple before I got here.
Kent, where in heaven's name have you been?
Major, I thought I heard some natives moving around back of us when we were at the edge of the clearing. And I wanted to investigate.
White man, see my tribesmen?
No, I guess I was mistaken. But, Major, why were you calling for help?
Kent, Tasso and I came within an ace of being devoured by the crocodiles.
Great heavens! What happened?
When the chief and I got halfway across the lake, it started to fill up.
Well, what did you do?
Just as the level of the water rose to the edge of the road, and the crocodiles were beginning to snap their awful jaws, it stopped. And then began to drop.
Oh. I wonder what caused that.
I don't know. Tasso thought Clamado had trapped us, but it couldn't have been that.
Clamado tried to kill Tasso and White Chief.
Where's Bert?
I don't know. Seems to have disappeared.
Maybe him in temple. We go.
Oh, wait a minute, Tasso. Suppose we run into more guards.
This entrance, secret tunnel to inner temple. No guard.
I hope you're right, Chief.
You know the way, Tasso. We'd better go first. Kent, we're going to see the goddess at last.
I hope we are. But we're not in that inner temple yet.
But we're... Hold it.
What's the matter?
Tasso stopped. Someone's coming.
Come in. Oh, let me. Where you can speak?
It's Bert.
Come on. Oh, yes. The way's clear. Clamado in temple.
Clamado? Why, of course, Tasso.
Clamado no white man with us?
Nah, Clamado hasn't an idea that you blokes is anywhere around. Now then, it's Chevaux. I'll lead the way. Now, first of all, I want to show you that's the coming goddess.
Where is she, Bert?
In the hall, the inner temple. You never saw a sight like it before, I'll wager. Lord, lemme. The King of England ain't got such a place.
Too bad we haven't got a camera with us.
Mind these turns along here.
How far do we have to go before?
This is Kent. Good Lord. What was that?
It sounded like rocks crashing down. Tasso, Bert.
What's wrong?
Come here quick. Call Bert.
Go call me.
Major, the whole tunnel's caved in behind us.
Clamado.
It's completely blocked. Where's Bert?
I don't know. I called him, but he must have been around some of the turns in the tunnel, because he hasn't answered.
We better hurry and catch him, then. All right, but... Major Dover!
There's another cave-in. It's up ahead this time.
That means we're trapped in this tunnel.
Tasso, are there any other ways out?
No.
Poor Bert. That cave-in ahead must have buried him alive.
Look, we've got to dig ourselves out of here some way. The air in this place won't last an hour.
We die.
Oh, no, we won't. We'll get out of this some way. Dover, you and Tasso go back and see if there's any chance of breaking through the cave-in in back of us.
What are you going to do?
I'm going up ahead and see what that one looks like. But we've got to work fast. Get going.
Right. But I'm afraid it's a hopeless task.
Can't dig through rock.
Well, they're working on that rear cave-in. They can't see me up here, and Superman can go to work on the front one. I wonder if it did catch Bert, or if... Oh, boy, what a mass of rock. This will be a job. One cave-in could have been an accident, but two, that's deliberate. That was a big one. Now we're getting someplace. I'm through. A few more rocks out of the way, and there'll be room enough for us to crawl through. Now to call Dover and Tasso. Major Dover! Major Dover!
What is it, Kent?
You and Tasso, come on. Never mind the other cave-in. I've broken through this one.
Kent, an opening. How on earth did you do it?
And those two big rocks must have jammed and formed some sort of a bridge which held back the rest of the big rocks. It wasn't hard at all to loosen them.
What about Bert?
Well, he must have just escaped it. All right, let's crawl through.
Why? We're at the end of the tunnel.
Inner temple. Through door there.
The inner temple.
Oh, you have a chance. You wasn't trapped?
Bert, You escaped then?
Yeah, blinking tunnel fell in so close behind me, near took off the seat of my pants. Spoke me, I thought it was done for. But God be praised, you're here.
Yes, we were very lucky.
Come on then, me arties, and have a look at her highness, the goddess Eshter, in the throne room. Up here. Here now.
Why, it's unbelievable. Kent, did you ever see such a hall?
No. No, I never did.
Silver and gold, them blooming walls is, and the hangings is cloth woven out of pure gold. There's a king's ransom 10 times over in this place there is.
Bert, where's the conclave of the tribal council and the priests? I thought it was being held in here.
What? Oh, no. They're chewing the cud in the room above this one. Tasso and me's going up there as soon as we hide you and the major.
Bert, where is the goddess Ashta?
On her couch behind them hangings. Come on over and I'll show her to you.
Bert, you said something about hiding us.
That's right, mate. I've got a nice little hiding place for you until after the Iron Mucky Max has left the temple. Then there'll be work for us to do. Pull back the hangings, Tasso, and show the lads a sight.
Kent. Kent, look.
Quit, Doxon. Ashta.
She's beautiful. Kent, I can't believe my eyes. It's true. She's centuries old, but she only seems to be asleep.
Getting close, isn't it? A good look at her, boys.
Kent. Bert. Look. Ashta. She's opening her eyes. Good heavens.
Let me see.
Touch her if you like. She won't bite you. Go ahead. I'll be with you in a minute.
Bert, wait. That isn't a mummy and you know it. Major Dover, listen. I told you there was something fishy about this.
Back, Ken.
What? Back.
The floor is giving way.
Falling out from under us. What happened to Kent and Dover and Tasso as they gazed at the amazing mummy of the goddess Ashta? Is this the scheming Kamado's final effort to finish off the two white men and Tasso as well? And what is the secret of the goddess Ashta? What strange sorcery made the eyelids of the centuries-old princess seem to flutter? What is the fate of Dover and Kent? Tune in next time for the thrilling climax of this exciting story of perilous jungle adventure with Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day is The Mayan Treasure Part 6, which first aired on August 23rd, 1940. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who came to Earth from the planet Krypton before it was destroyed by quakes and fire. Superman, faster than a bullet speeding to its target, stronger than the fabled Samson, who goes about his daily tasks on Earth disguised as mild-mannered Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw them, Kent and Major Dover, on an excavation trip among the Mayan ruins of Central America, had gotten their first glimpse of what they were told was the centuries-old Mayan goddess Ashta, who appeared to be, to their startled eyes, merely a beautiful girl asleep. Then as they crowded close to the couch upon which Ashta was lying, her eyelids began to flutter. When Kent turned toward Bert, the Cockney advisor to Chief Tasso, with an accusation on his lips, the floor suddenly gave way and Kent, Dover, and Chief Tasso were plunged into the blackness below. As we continue our story today, a few minutes have elapsed. In a room adjoining the ceremonial hall, Kamado, the murderous high priest, resplendent in his robes and headdress of office, is hastily transferring piles of precious stones and gold images into several open chests. Suddenly, the door of the room creaks open. Listen.
Well, it's all finished and done with, Commander Miyazi. You can take off that headdress now. They won't be coming around.
You are for sure, amigo. These Kent and Dover have escaped our traps before.
They won't this time. They're in the room below the altar, and there's nothing but solid walls around them.
Bueno. We are ready to get going. I have waited a long time for this moment.
You've done a blooming good job too, Kamado. Now then, you got the jewels all stowed?
Si.
Good. After the ceremonial, we'll cart the chest down to the river and load them aboard Dover's plane.
How you do this thing, amigo?
I'll send a native out to the pilot with a message that Dover wants him. When he comes ashore, he's conked.
Si. And how are we going to get the senorita to the plane?
Esther?
Si.
She ain't going with us, Quimado.
And why not?
We can't be bothered with no feminine. We'll let her come awake and leave her here. The natives will think their goddess has come to life and she can live like a blooming queen.
But I have other plans, my friend.
Well, what do you mean, other plans?
When Quimado gets to Mexico, the beautiful goddess will become his wife.
Well, no, she won't be, Harvey. She goes free, and Albert Andrew Wellington Plimpson's just a bloke to see that she does.
And I say she will be my wife. I have fallen in love with her, and while we go, she is mine.
Not a chance, I say, matey.
So? Maybe these will help convince you.
Put that knife away, you swine.
Does she go with me?
No.
Well, now, are you like for peace, then?
So you try to stab me, but you ungrateful whelp.
It is your life or mine.
Let go of that knife.
Oh, no.
Let it go.
Stop.
Oh, then I'll show you. Now, what it does to him, what crosses him.
Oh.
It'll lay your hat for a while, and I'll settle with you later. Now, then, I got work to do. Who's there? What do you want?
Open that door, Bert.
Who's calling my name? Oh, bless my soul, who are you? What's that costume you're wearing? Where did you come from?
Never mind who I am.
Well, what you used to break down that door with?
My bare hands, Bert.
Oh, yes? Let's see what you can do against a real man, me arty.
Ow! Ow!
Blimey, what are you made of,
stone? Never mind that, you dirty double-crosser. Come here.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to turn you over to the natives, and they can do what they please with you.
No, no, I won't go, do you? Get away from me. Keep back, I tell you. Keep back, or I...
You what? What will you do?
All right. I'll give in. The game's up.
The game was up before this. I know the trick of your fake goddess.
Oh, it does, does it? How could you know that?
I had a look at that wrecked plane in the jungle, and I can still make out the white rose insignia of the lost round-the-world flyer, Betty Chase. She's your goddess, Ashta.
You're right. That's who she is.
How did you work it, Bert? How did you manage to palm off Betty Chase as the goddess Ashta for 2 years?
Oh, I suppose I might as well tell you, seeing as how I can't lick you.
That's right. I'm sorry, Bert, but...
Don't waste your sympathy on me. I hate you for spoiling my little game. And we ain't quit yet.
All right, Bert. But tell me about Betty Chase. Did you use some secret embalming fluid to preserve her body?
She ain't dead, you swab.
What?
For 2 years, she'd been kept in a state of suspended animation with some herbs the high priest had and guarded by native women. They fed it to her twice a day.
Good heavens, man. You mean she didn't die when her plane crashed?
Nay. Me and Quimado rescued her.
So you and the high priest were partners, eh?
Partners? Why, the blighter was an escaped convict from New Guinea. I picked him out of the river 6 years ago, then knocked off the real native high priest and put Quimado in his place. With an headdress on, he fooled them all, he did.
A fine pair you two made.
Yeah, we did all right till you come. Anyway, Quimado and me was coming through the jungle one day when a plane flying overhead suddenly crashed into...
The plane's just crashed in the jungle. She's nearly fallen.
It's down here in the clearing. Come on, Quimado. Lord, lummy, what a cracker.
It's the pilot over here in these brush.
Come on. Well, strike me, think it's a woman.
Por Dios. A beautiful senorita.
Yes, and she ain't dead, Quimado. Ain't even scratched, she ain't. That's got the blooming wind knocked out on her.
Amigo, I have wonderful plan.
Yes, what?
From long time ago, I have discovered herb which keep people asleep but do not harm them.
Well, what of it?
The senorita. We take her to the temple and give her this herb. Then we hide Ashta's mummy and put the senorita in her place. We tell the natives we have resurrected Ashta, and then they think we have performed miracles.
Oh, lummy, Quimado, you're a blooming genius, you are.
Then we have supreme power over these natives. We get the gold and treasure, and with the time she's come... With a moose.
Right as rain, Quimado, me hearty.
Come, eat it up.
Carry her back to the tent. There you are. How'd you like that for a scheme?
It's unbelievable.
But that ain't all. I'll have the last laugh on you yet.
What do you mean?
You'll never get out of this place alive. The blooming natives will kill you when they find you violated the sacred temple.
I'll take a chance on that.
Yes? Well, what are you going to do with him what's coming?
Where?
Look, through that door. Look.
Come back here, Bert. You can't get away from... Bert! Bert! Heavens, he's fallen in that knife. Oh, too bad. Gone, poor fellow. Well, perhaps it's better that way. Good heavens. That must be Betty Chase in the ceremonial hall. She's come too. I'll have to get to her before she tries to get out of the temple. I must change back to Clark Kent.
Help! Help!
Miss Chase! Miss Chase, it's all right.
Where am I?
Who are you? I'm Clark Kent, a friend, believe me.
I never saw you before. What am I doing in this...
Look, Miss Chase, you've been through a horrible experience, but I can't stop to explain it all now. We've got to get out of here. We're in terrible danger. Will you trust me, please?
This is some horrible nightmare, but I'll trust you.
Kent! Kent, where are you? The temple is good. Good heavens, Kent. The goddess Ashtar. Am I crazy?
Major, this is Betty Chase, the round-the-world flyer who disappeared 2 years ago. She was kept in a state of suspended animation and substituted for the mummy of Ashtar.
Look, Kent, this is no time for tricks or jokes. The natives have surrounded the temple, and they're out of control. They're dragging chiefs to the shore of the lake so they can get across. Who is this?
I really am Betty Chase.
But... Where is Tasso, Major?
He's outside trying to pacify the tribe, but it's no go.
Major, listen to me. Take Miss Chase and go up to the roof of the temple. Now, don't stop to ask why. There's only one chance of saving your lives, and it's going to take a lot of courage, but you can do it. Now go and wait there.
Right, Kent. Come on, Miss Chase.
Kent, changing to Superman, flies with the speed of light out of the temple and to the Major's plane. He drops down to the river, and changing back to Kent, climbs aboard the ship. And while the pilot gets the plane started, Kent attaches two rope ladders to the wings. Then the plane roars up from the river, the two ladders dangling below it, and heads for the Temple of Ashtar.
Have you got your landing lights on, Jack?
Yeah, but man alive, it's going to be some trick for the Major and Miss Chase to grab those rope ladders when I fly over the temple.
I know. Throttle the ship down to its lowest flying speed, and I think they can make it.
Look, Kent, look.
What?
There they are on the temple roof.
Yes. And they see us. Look. Dover's clasping his hands at us. He knows what they're to do.
Am I low enough for the ladder to drag on the roof?
Just right, Jack. Easy. Easy. Now! Well, now that we're safe and comfortable in the plane, Miss Chase, you must be happy to be on their way back to America.
I am very happy. But tell me, Mr. Kent, how on earth did you and Major Dover happen to be here in Central America?
Well, it's this way, Miss Chase. I flew down with Major Dover on my vacation.
And so the expedition of Major Dover and Clark Kent turned out to be highly successful. They found the fabulous goddess Ashtar, discovered she was Betty Chase, lost flyer, and brought her back to the United States. And Clark Kent scooped the world with his sensational story of finding the vanished round-the-world woman flyer. But even as the plane wings its way back to civilization, a far more dangerous adventure is waiting for the star news reporter of the Daily Planet. Tune in next time and follow the amazing exploits of Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.